From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The FBI says it is treating Thursday shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as an act of terrorism. The FBI and other law enforcement agencies have investigated 70 leads so far as they follow up on the shooting rampage. At a press conference in Chattanooga Friday, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold said that it was premature to speculate about why gunman Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz killed four Marines and wounded several other people at two military centers Thursday.
Because the investigation is still in its early stages, it would be premature to speculate on exactly why the shooter did what he did. However, we are conducting a thorough investigation to determine whether this person acted alone.
Reinhold said the FBI has not yet determined if the shootout was an act of terrorism, but it is being investigated as terrorism, which allows for a higher level and more intense investigation. Born in Kuwait, 24-year-old Abdulaziz was a naturalized U.S. citizen. The Site Intelligence Group reports that he wrote a blog and on Monday said that life is, quote, short and bitter. U.S. President Barack Obama has met with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubayr at the White House as the United States continues its efforts to sell the Iran nuclear agreement to skeptical allies. Spokesman Josh Earnest said that the two sides talked about the recent nuclear deal and discussed how to further enhance what he called their close and long-standing partnership. The historic nuclear deal, reached last week between Iran and six world powers, is expected to be approved early Monday by the UN Security Council in Vienna. This is VOA News. Ukrainians Friday marked the first anniversary of the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 by a missile over the rebel-held eastern part of the country. People brought flowers, toys, and paper planes with messages to the Dutch embassy, where the flag was flying at half-staff. The majority of the 298 people killed on the plane were Dutch nationals. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, a solemn ceremony marked the first anniversary. Evert van Zijtveld is a member of the MH17 Aviation Disaster Foundation.
It was a ceremony organized by and for next kin workgroup and advisors. It was beautiful, dignity, with enormous amount of emotions. We have felt the emotions in the hall and we cried.
There was a similar scene in Moscow where dozens of people gathered outside the Dutch embassy, also bringing flowers and paper planes with the names of the victims. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko Friday called the downing of the aircraft a ruthless terrorist attack and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia. Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for the shootdown. Russia and the rebels deny responsibility and blame Ukrainian forces. Police in Nigeria say that suicide bombers attacked an open-air prayer area in northeastern Nigeria Friday, killing at least 13 people. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. The explosions struck an area where worshippers were observing Eid al-Fitr, the end of the holy month of Ramadan. At least 15 people were injured in the attack. On Thursday, a bombing in the town of Gombe killed about 50 people. That took place in a market crowded with customers doing some last-minute shopping for the festival marking the end of a month of fasting. No one has claimed responsibility for the two attacks. The vice president of Yemen's exiled government says Saudi-backed troops have recaptured the southern port city of Aden from Shiite rebels. Troops and workers began clearing the runway at Aden's airport late Thursday. The fighters captured the airport and the main seaport from the northern Houthi rebel group in the past few days. The fighting killed dozens of people, according to medics. The Houthis had seized Aden in March, forcing the president, or the government of President Rabu Mansour Hadi, that is, to seek refuge in neighboring Saudi Arabia. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 0.2%. The S&P was higher, and the NASDAQ closed at a record high for the second day in a row, thanks to a major rally in Google stocks. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.